One of the most powerful biblical images for me is that of the Father running down the road, rushing to meet His returning Son, longing to embrace the one who was lost. You'll agree, it's a beautiful image, but it's more than just an image to me. In college, I joined UPSCA, the UP Student Catholic Action. Part of our work was community involvement with relocated squatters, and my cell group of four went every Saturday to interface with the people in Sapangpalay. I had a car, which I parked on campus before taking the bus with my group. During one such visit, the weather turned ugly, and the rain got worse and worse. Our hosts, concerned for our safety, urged us to stay. Knowing that the roads would be flooded and it would be a dangerous trip back, we reluctantly agreed. Now, this happened in another era, one without mobile phones and internet, and our friends in Sapangpalay did not have the luxury of landlines. We had no way to call home and update our parents. After a humble dinner, we settled into the one home large enough for the four of us to huddle on the floor for the night. We hardly slept, knowing our folks were wondering about us. We got up very early, said our sincere thank yous, and went off into the gray dawn. When I arrived home, Papa was awake. He had been drinking. I started my apology, but he interrupted, telling me he had not slept at all. I learned from him that when night had fallen with no word from me, he drove to Diliman. He saw my car, the only one on the parking lot. Delaney Hall, where UPSCA was headquartered, was empty. So he decided to go to Sapangpalay, where he stopped by stores, knocked on doors, asking about a small group of UP students. No one knew about us. My father had spent the stormy night looking for me, but he did not find me. Why? Because he began his search in Area A, then B, C, until in Area G, exhausted, troubled, and unsuccessful, he returned home to drink his worst fears away. He had stopped at Area G, and we were in Area H. When I was a little girl, it was Papa who taught me to pray to Lolo Dios. When I entered teenage, my relationship with him turned difficult. We communicated on crossed lines and often took one another the wrong way. This persisted through my young adulthood and even after I had become a wife and mother. It was only in his senior years, when he had mellowed and I had made better efforts to understand him, that we at last became friends. Papa is gone now. He passed away in 2009. Today is his birthday, and he would have been 91. I think of him now and call up my favorite image of him, a smiling, wrinkled, twinkly-eyed face looking right at me. And I can almost feel him squeeze my hand or my arm, which he liked to do whenever he passed me by. There are many ways a father may love. One can use words or actions, touch or time, or gifts or sacrifices. One father waited in hope for his son, and mine searched in distress for his daughter. In my heart is the treasured memory of that morning after the storm, when I stood before him and listened to how he sought me out. This, of all my experiences as his daughter, is my best memory of Papa. I like to think that in the heart of the proverbial prodigal son, the image of his father running down the road to embrace him is likewise held most precious.